Amen. The preaching of the gospel is a battlefield. Please sit down. Amen. Just on the way coming to church, I saw this on my WhatsApp. A brother forwarded it to me, and he said, I saw this on Facebook now. He said, I saw this on Facebook now. And this is what he saw on the Facebook by somebody. The person says, read what Moses Alu is projecting, understanding the end time message. A topic, Moses Alu, pastor of Bright Assembly, Lagos Church, quote, the third work of grace, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, was not restored in the ministry of William Marion Branham, or the third work of grace was not restored in William Marion Branham ministry, but it was restored in the ministry of a man, William Seymour, in 1906. Wow, this is serious. And he did not stop there. He also made us to understand that Brother William Marion Branham is not the Seventh Church Age Star Messenger. The Seventh Church Age Star Messenger is William Seymour. William Marion Branham ministry is more a star messenger, but he fulfilled the ministry of the householder in Matthew 13:52. Wow, this is interesting. What a perversion and damnable heresy. Can you imagine this evil in the highest order? Please let every man and woman keep away from this heretic teaching coming from the pit of hell. Praise God. So I am in a serious controversy that is going on now. And let me quickly let you know, for those of you who just came into this entire message through this ministry, amen. In the whole entire message setting, as far as Africa is concerned, this church is now the focus. This church is now the focus, and particularly the man Moses Alu. Brother Moses Alu is the main man now in focus. And there's something I observe. While their followers are getting excited because of the liberation they are having from hearing our teachings, it is their leaders that are gnashing their teeth. Anytime they have their convention and they manage to invite me, because I don't go anywhere unless they invite me, knowing what they feel about me. Anywhere I go and it is time for introduction, when other ministers there introduce themselves, once I stand up, grab microphone, the whole place will go in ecstasy. Everybody, they will be so excited I am there, because they know what they are gaining from this ministry. Praise God. This entire message was lifeless, was unattractive, was presented cultish, until this Bright Assembly Church started. And I refused to go the way they went. I refused to follow them the way they went. Listen very well. And the brother that forwarded that to me, he sent the comments people were making. And some, almost all of them were insisting that before they believe what he's saying, they should, he should link them to the message I preach so that they will hear me by themselves. Amen. The time for mumu mumu following is gone. Before you re-echo anything, make sure you hear it by yourself. Praise the Lord. Yes, understanding the entire message. Listen, Romans chapter 1, I borrow a statement from Apostle Paul here, where he says, verse 16 and verse 17, Romans chapter 1, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." But my emphasis is verse 17. "For therein this gospel of salvation, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from what? Faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Hallelujah. The righteousness of God, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. I've explained this here several times. It's revealed from revelation to revelation. The light coming out of darkness is supposed to shine brighter and brighter till when? Till when? Till the perfect day. That's why the leadership of the church is not in a man. The leadership of the church is where? In the Holy Ghost. Them that are led by the Spirit. Praise God. The same problem I'm going to have with many of them is the same problem. The same problem everyone that holds a light will always have. John, what do you call it? Luther. He was a darling of the Catholics. I'm sure all the bishops and everybody, they were with him until he caught that revelation, contrary to what Catholicism stood for. And he lost all his friendship. In fact, I'm going even too far. Let me go, I mean, a little bit further. Apostle Paul was with the Pharisees and Sadducees. He was a promoter of the Pharisee religion. Pharisee understanding of worship of the God of Israel. Until he met with the light. Hallelujah. He lost all his friends. He lost all the friendship. And in our day also, William Branham, look at all the comments. Go to the internet. Look at everything the same. He was the darling of all the Pentecostal juggernauts. They acknowledged him. He was their leader. They were following up and down, desiring to have the grace he had. He anointed ordained ordained T.L. Osborne, ordained those big names of that time. They gathered together and then even published magazines. A businessmen, full gospel businessmen fellowship, were the ones sponsoring all his crusades. Anywhere he wanted to go, just give the bill. Somebody, Sankarin, what is his name? Demon Sankarin, or whatever like that. That is the president of the full gospel businessmen. I think he's even the founder of that organization. They were the ones sponsoring him as long as he continued with what every other person was saying. But when it came to the opening of the world, when it came to now line of the scripture, everybody said he went a heretic. And this thing is the same. If I am going to look for acceptance, there are certain things I will not see. I will just call Pastor Francis now. So this revelation, how you see him? Now say, "Abego, don't hold him. Make no create problem." I will not forget. In that was in 1993. 1993, I was in a church together with a brother that was a teacher in that church. The brother that printed, that published the book titled Behold the Antichrist. I encourage him. He's now in Port Harcourt, Pastor Enoch Onyeboha. I love that brother because I love revelation. This is what excites me. It's not the anointing that excites me. That has been me. I've been wanting to know God more and more. And I was there then. I was in that church for about 5 years after my conversion. And then one day he came to me. They had been teaching concerning marriage and divorce in the church. They are all Brahmins that on no condition, I'm using it as an example for you to understand what I want or what is going on now, and it will continue until Christ comes. And the whole entire message they teach, quoting William Branham and things like that, that concerning marriage and divorce, once a believer, a Christian, they are married, once there is divorce, there is no condition for remarriage at all. There is no condition for remarriage at all. And if you find yourself in any of these assemblies, go and see how miserable people are there. So we all believed it according to what they were teaching. The prophet said, one day, Pastor Enoch, he saw a message Raymond Jackson preached on marriage and divorce. He just came to me one day and said, Brother Moses came to my office and said, see this message, you may love to hear it, and then dropped it and went. And when I went home, I played the music, and it was on marriage and divorce, a teaching Raymond Jackson taught all the way in America. And the man convinced me that there are certain conditions you can remarry. And I called Pastor Enoch. I said, Pastor Enoch, did you listen to that tape before you gave me? He said, yes. I was not a minister in that church. I used to come and lead them in song worship and just sit down at the back of the church there. And I said, this is contrary to what you teach, but this man here has convinced me you can remarry. He came and said, Brother Moses, I know you will see it, that's why I gave you. He said, I knew if you listen to it, you will catch it. He said, he himself, he caught it. I said, so what are you waiting for? Go and change the teaching. He said, Brother Moses, there will be problem. I said, which problem? Then my attack on him started. That means, because the pastor didn't see it, you cannot confront the pastor to tell him, this is what you believe. This is it. Because he will fight you. I say, you are a minister without backbone. You must go. You stood at that altar and you deceived us. You have seen the truth. You must go back to that same altar. Why are you coming behind to talk to me? Go back to that altar where you taught it, if you are a true minister. Praise God. Of course, he was standing between Pharaoh's army and the Red Sea. He had me here to finish him. And he was afraid the pastor would also finish him. So he stood. He managed to go and meet the pastor to tell the pastor, I agree with the teaching of Raymond Jackson. But the pastor said, but you cannot preach it in my church. I disagree. And the next service, the pastor came to the altar. If anybody come and teach otherwise, he is a heretic. And that began the fight that made Enoch and the rest of us to leave that church. I say it began the fight. That's not the only thing. The fight must start from somewhere now. Fight may start from idiots before you can slap and then you die. That is where the fight started. Praise the Lord. Me, who stood and spoke to him like that, do you think if I discover anything I have taught wrong, I will not come here and stand here and correct it? I must stand here. Why will you become a public figure and not subject yourself
to scrutiny and criticism.
When I decided to go public, I have sacrificed my privacy. That's why all of you can talk all the nonsense you talk concerning me. If my wife won't get angry, I'll say, ah, in a public figure, and so we don't be. Just make sure you live a life so that, you know, the enemy will not have anything to say. That's all. But concerning what they will say, they will say. This person here has never called me to say I have ever thought anything that he has been blessed. He has been waiting for me to say something that he will hold and criticize me. Come and see what they were saying when I made comment concerning Judas. Until I say, ah, I didn't know that people are listening to me like this. Those who I didn't know, they were secretly listening to me. They couldn't hold their anger. They had to talk. Then I had to reply. I said, oh, I didn't know you listened to me. So you're one of my fans. Praise the Lord. Everything I teach it within the knowledge God has given me. And I tell you something. God will not allow me to mislead you people. The reason is because I have no reason to do that. If I make a mistake, always know that it is a sincere mistake. And know that the day you, a church member, prove to me that I am wrong, I will correct myself. Just know that. Now, listen. This is very important. Many of us don't even understand what the entire message is, or particularly the ministry of William Marion Branham. And I'll continue to call that name until you bring another man that has fulfilled the scripture other than him. He says, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child, and his name shall be called. A virgin conceived. That is the scripture we are waiting for. If you say, not be him, I will continue to hold on to him until another virgin came forth. Bring forth another child. For now, all of you that hate that name, there is nothing you can do. I'm talking to the denominationals. For now. Praise the Lord. Listen to a scripture. Follow this thing. That ministry is the ministry of perfection. You will never go in the rapture in this age if you are not perfected. And the only perfecting ministry, we trace it to the ministry of this man, William Marion Branham. We are calling on a robot. We are calling Adeboye. We are calling Apostle Paul. We are calling who again? Which name? All the names, the juggernauts. Leaders of movement. We are even calling Luther. We are calling Wesley. We are calling Simon. Why will we not call William Branham? Why are they angry when we call that name? Even for the ministry of that William Branham, I am telling you, I would have been doing like Baba Adeboye. I saw live their live program yesterday. When during the anointing service, it was he and his wife that were anointing people. I would have been doing the same thing. Yes, now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because that is their understanding. They are practicing their understanding. If not for the ministry of William Branham, I would have been blessing the communion service like Baba Adeboye blessed yesterday. As they were concluding there, he took bread and quoted the scripture. He took bread on that day and he said, take, this is my body that is offered unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And the crowd say amen, and they ate it. Me too, I would have taken and done the same thing to fulfill Trinity. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That What is the limit of his knowledge
that he's practicing?
Do you understand? It is the limit of the knowledge he has that he is practicing. So understand it here. His revelation is progressive. It's progressive. Everyone was like that too. Everyone in Christianity today that go the way they go, there is a scripture that they understand. They are practicing what they understand as far as this Bible they know is. That is what you must know. We too, there is an understanding we have. And whatever understanding you have, don't just quote a man. The standard that God gave us to judge anybody that will come, God Himself gave us this Bible. They have tried to lower down this, the acceptance of this Bible. Some will tell you the Bible is not even complete. You know, some books are still not added. Do you know there is the book of Tobias, and there is the book of Ezekiel. There is the book of Francis, and there is the book of Zoe. That you know they are not there. Do you know even the book you hold? Do you know that name Jesus that you people call? Do you know that it is not the real name? Do you know they say all manner of things? But I need no other arguments.
I need no other arguments. He is the Lord, the Jesus died, and died for me.
To see the mystery of the agenda for redemption, you only remain a religious person. Within the time we shall have today, we'll prove it. And I have decided to hold a general minister's meeting. I'm calling for a general minister's meeting January or February. From everywhere, let them come. We will sit down here and we will rearrange their thinking. Hallelujah. We will rearrange their thinking. Let people come back to the Bible. Hallelujah. So let me show you one or two things so that you know where we all went off, including myself. But it pleased God to bring us back. So it's Bible study. Listen very well. What I am telling you now is the bride food. Only the eagles, chickens can't eat it. If a chicken eat what I'm eating now, it will die. Okay, now there is chicken food and there's eagle food. Praise God. Colossians chapter 2, that statement in verse 16 and verse 17. Let no man, in fact, he started from verse 8. Beware. It was a warning Apostle Paul was giving the Colossians. Beware, warning. Christ himself warned against false Christ, false anointed ones. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day, or of a new moon, or of the Sabbath days. He said, all these, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. All this is a shadow. The Old Testament is a shadow, telling you that there is the image somewhere. The shadow lets you know it is an image that gives forth a shadow. The shadow, hallelujah, all the law, everything pointed to Christ and his church. For the law, everything you see concerning Christ, I mean concerning God and Israel, if you read every story, they have been emphasizing this. If you must understand the Bible, put this in your thinking as your thinking cap, that everything is speaking about salvation, because everything God started doing after man fell in the Garden of Eden was his process of bringing man back to the Garden of Eden. And I repeat, even the choice of Jerusalem today, I said it in one of my messages, that Jerusalem may actually be the place where the garden east of Eden was located. If not, why is God so interested in that place? And remember, it is a process of restoration. And God is not going, if God leaves Garden of Eden and go and restore man back to another spot, that means Satan has defeated him now. That means Satan has driven him away now. Satan has driven him away from there. So if he's going to restore, this whole earth here is meant for us to dwell. The rapture is only taking us away to hang us somewhere until he rearranges the earth and bring us back to what he intended us to do before serpent came and scattered it. This earth was created to be inhabited by us. And here we will live. After the rapture, we are coming back here to live. Our eternity is here. Our heaven is here. Hallelujah. Until you get that revelation, you will just be reading the Bible without a theory. This salvation did not start with you the day you gave your life to Christ. Salvation, the promise is seen. Of course, the promise was made before the foundation of the world through God's foreknowledge. But for our knowledge, verse 15 of Genesis chapter 3, the promise of the seed of the woman was made right there. And that seed of the woman is Christ. Because Christ is not seed of any man, it's a seed of the woman. So women, clap your hand for yourself, because you are special people. You it's only through you. No man was qualified for the Savior to come through. No, I should say it again. Let me say it again. Only you, woman, sister, you were qualified. But Satan too, could not tempt any man, because man was above his temptation. Hey. Praise the Lord. 1-1. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Now listen, this is important. If not, you just be reading the Bible. Everything was God wrote a script, and the drama is taking place. He is the producer of this film called Redemption. He is the author and finisher of it. He's the supervisor. He's the director. Hallelujah. And everywhere it is time, he brings the characters to fulfill what he wants to do. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he needed David, he produced a David. When he needed Noah, he produced a Noah. Nobody can help him. He is the director and the master planner, the author and finisher, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and Omega. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you, until you catch that, you will just be going, just go to church, you come back, I'm a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, and then don't lie, don't commit fornication, don't do this, don't do that. Let me tell you, those who will go in the rapture, let me tell you, people don't preach to them, don't steal, don't kill. The conscience for it is not there. So, you know, it's just not there. The reason we preach this is because a little leavening the whole lump. Because a tear can be influenced, a wheat can be influenced by a tear. That's why we preach, so that you will know your boundaries, so the foundation of God standeth sure. God knoweth them that are his own. He knows, because he is the director of this program. And no one can help him. Praise the Lord.